Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds
of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Shalom, family, grace and peace.
Hello.
Grace and peace in Jesus' name.
Grace and peace in Jesus, my name.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sound of Living Waters radio show. I'm Brother
Amen.
Paul, and I am with the Fellowship of the Spirit, and my reader for tonight will be Brother Jeremy, also of the Fellowship of the Spirit. And the title of tonight's lesson will be A Daily Struggle Within, or the title of tonight's set of scriptures will be A Daily Struggle Within. Sometimes I don't like saying lesson, even though I'm a teacher of the Word of God, because it's the scriptures that open our eyes and our ears and open our hearts. It's just a man that's just guiding you from one scripture to the next. It's the book that is actually teaching us. It's our Messiah that's teaching us. It's His Word. But before we get into this lesson, let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, great God of Israel, we thank you for another opportunity to gather, Lord. Father, as always, we ask that you keep your hedge about us and that you open our hearts, open our minds to understanding. Give us what you would have us hear and see today, Father, and edify us. And as always, we ask that you keep all the saints safe. We ask this in the name of your precious Son, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus. To all who hear my voice and agree, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, sisters and brothers, we're going to get into this
Amen.
Lesson. This lesson came about, a dear sister had made a post about a daily struggle. And it was a lesson that I had been thinking about teaching for a while now here on the radio blog. So when I saw that post, I decided that was the title of the lesson for this first day of the week, evening. And actually, we're into the second day of the week, aren't we? Yes, we are. A daily struggle within. A daily struggle within. Let's start this off in Romans, the 8th chapter. Sisters and brothers, this daily struggle that we have is a spiritual battle, absolutely. And this battle that we have as saints, the battleground is between our ears. That's where the battleground is. It's between our ears. It's the battle to keep the right spirit so that our actions will follow our heart. And that battle is continual. And that battle is daily. Sisters and brothers, they started putting this December stuff up in the stores, in some stores, the end of July, in the middle of August. And not once was I tempted, when I walked through Home Depot in the middle of August, was I tempted to buy a tree and bring it home and set it up in December. Not one time. The temptation was so far from me. Not once have I attempted in the springtime to teach my children how to color eggs and throw them out in the yard on an early Sunday morning. That's not the temptation. That's not the battle we endure. The battle that we endure is not the rituals. It's not the memorials. It's not the keeping of the feasts. Those are simple things to do. This daily struggle is within us. And that's what we're going to deal with tonight, the daily struggle within. Let's pick this up and start this off in Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8. And Brother Jeremy, why don't you start us off? Start this lesson off in verse 1. Romans 8 and verse 1. This is the difference between the world and God's servants. 8 and 1, brother. Go ahead.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the first difference. Saints, servants of God, we walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. We don't do what's pleasing in the flesh when we know that it's something that's not pleasing in God's eyes. So those are the temptations we're going to see that we endure. Go ahead and continue, brother. Verse 2.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
And the law of sin and death, the law of sin and death is when you sin, something has to die. That's the law of sin and death that we're made free from through Christ Jesus. Go ahead, brother.
For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Now, some say there's these laws here, some are the animal sacrifice, some are the moral laws. We're not going to break down the law. We're going to just break down what the Lord is saying about this battle. For what the law could not do is that it was weak through the flesh. This flesh is what was weak. Whether it's the animal sacrifice law, which we know was just something to slow down sin until our Messiah came, or whether it's the moral law, that moral law, the keeping of the commandments, we're still going to fall short. So the law could not do that it was weak through the flesh. Go ahead, brother.
That the righteousness of the law.
The middle of three. God sending.
I read all that.
Go ahead and say, read it again. God sending his own Son.
God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh.
God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. We had to have that perfect sacrifice. Go ahead, brother.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
That the righteousness of the law, this is talking about the moral law, might be fulfilled in us. Go ahead.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Who walk not after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. In other words, we walk after the commandments of our God. Go ahead.
Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Because the world, and we all know we were all part of this world at one time, even if you were born and raised in this, there's a point in time where you go out and you get your feet wet into this world. It just happens. Even when you are not raised in this, and you're baptized into this, and you're trying your very best to do what the Lord would have you do, you're going to fall short, and you're going to get your feet wet in this world. That's just the way it is, sisters and brothers. That's the way this human heart is. It's always taking us back to sin. It's always trying to take us back to that carnal life. It's always trying to take us back to this flesh. That's why we got to lead and guard this heart and keep the Spirit of God inside us. Go ahead, brother.
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
And those that are after the Spirit, we mind the things of the Spirit, or we sow our treasures in heaven, not sow our treasures in this world. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Because carnally minded, we put everything material, we put everything physical, we put everything of this world in front of God when you're carnally minded. But when you're spiritually minded, you put God first in everything that you do. And when you do that, there's life and peace. Go ahead, brother.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
The carnal mind is an enemy against God. Go ahead.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be.
It's not subject to the laws of God, neither can it be subject to the laws of God. You don't care about the laws of God. All you care about is fulfilling the lust of this flesh. Go ahead, brother.
verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Because you got nothing to do with any of his standards. You got nothing to do with his commandments, statutes, judgments, and laws. You could care less about God. I'm going to throw you in the fire. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and go out. It's Saturday afternoon. I'm going over to the bar and watch the ball game or whatever the case might be. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 9.
Yes, sir.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
So you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if the spirit of God dwell in you. That's why we're always leading and guarding our hearts, making sure that we're renewing our minds with the washing of water by the word. And we should be doing that daily, sisters and brothers. Not a day should pass where we're not cracking this book and praying and meditating. Go ahead and continue, brother.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. In other words, you're killing sin in the body. You're not being quick to sin anymore. You're aware of the difference of what's pleasing to God and what's not. You've taken hold of that covenant, and you're walking according to the Spirit, according to his commandments. Go ahead, brother.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
It's all about the Spirit. And we know that the Spirit is the Word of God. And the Father gave it to our Messiah to give to us. And it makes us alive. It makes us alive in this flesh. And it's by his Spirit that dwells in us. And now we can be ambassadors of Christ. Go ahead, brother.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh.
Uh-huh.
For if ye live after flesh, ye shall die.
If you live after the flesh, you're going to die. That's why the Lord says, don't lean to your own understanding. Fill it with the Spirit of God, because your own understanding is always going to take you back to that cardinal mind. Go ahead, brother.
But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. The resisting of that temptation that keeps trying to take us back to that cardinal mind. Because it's a battle. And remember, sisters and brothers, this battle's between our ears. We don't battle flesh and blood. We battle spiritual wickedness in high places. And the only way to combat that, the only way to go to war with the Lord is to take on that whole armor. And it's all about his word, coming to understanding of how he would have you conduct yourself in doing it. Go ahead and continue, brother.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
And if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're the sons of God. And if you're not, then you're not. That's the difference between the world and God's servants. Let's go to Luke, the ninth chapter. Luke, the ninth chapter. Luke 9. Luke 9. Here's a story. Here's something. This isn't a story, but this is something I wanted to pass on to you, sisters and brothers. When you have the Gospels, and the Gospels all agree on a particular precept, like we're going to read right here today, and I'm going to cut straight to the point because of the title of the lesson, The Daily Struggle Within. Each Gospel that deals with the same precept, each Gospel gives you a little different twist on the event. And if you read all the accounts, you go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if all four Gospels have the one account, you're going to get a bigger picture than if you just read one of the Gospels. So every chance you get in a Gospel, try to see if that precept you're looking at is in one of the other Gospels, because some of the Gospels always add a little bit to it. And we're going to see where Paul added right off the bat compared to the other two Gospels that we're going to go to. Luke 9. And let's pick this up in verse 23. Luke 9, brother, and verse 23. Go ahead.
And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The other two Gospels we're going to go to don't say daily. But the Messiah is telling us that if any man will come after him, in other words, wants to serve him, wants to be a servant of the Most High God, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Because this is a daily battle, sisters and brothers. Go ahead.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save.
And that losing of that life is just making sure that the cardinal things or the things of this world don't come before God. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 25.
Yes, sir.
For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
What does it matter what you gain in this world? Sisters and brothers, I'm up there in age now. Okay? I remember when I was first dropping out of high school and joining the Marine Corps. Then I blinked my eyes and it was 20 years later and I was back in the civilian world. Then I blinked my eyes again and all of a sudden here I am. Some mornings could barely get out of bed because the back and the knees and the shoulder and everything hurts. This life goes by so quick. I try to teach these children I have. I try to teach them. I say, listen, man, this life, next thing you know, yeah, you're 10 years old now, little girl, but next thing you know, you're going to be 50, and you're going to be looking back wondering where all this went. That's how quick this life goes by. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? In other words, you get all these cardinal things, all these nice things in the world, but you're not sowing any treasures in heaven. And when you die and you stand in front of your Creator, He's going to tell you, be gone, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. And that's something we don't want to hear. Let's go to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Matthew 16. Matthew 16. And brother, let's pick this up in verse 24. Matthew 16 and 24. Go ahead.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Deny yourself, take up his cross, and follow me. Go ahead.
For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it.
Uh-huh.
And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Uh-huh.
For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
The same thing we just read about, but one more verse, brother, 27.
For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with the angels, or with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
He's going to reward every man according to his works. That's why it doesn't profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul. Because if you gain the whole world and you're not pleasing in the Messiah's eyes, it doesn't matter. You're going into fire. Let's go to Mark, the 8th chapter. Mark, the 8th chapter. Mark 8. Mark 8. And brother, pick it up at verse 34. 8 and 34. Go ahead.
And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them,
uh-huh.
Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
And he's talking about taking up that cross. He's talking about taking up that cross. Because that old man has to be crucified daily. That old man has to die daily, sisters and brothers. Go ahead.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
Uh-huh.
But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it.
So now you're losing that cardinal life, and now he's adding in the gospel of Mark, for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. So you're dying daily for Jesus and for the gospel. Because what is the gospel to a servant of the Most High God, sisters and brothers? That's your beacon of light. That's your righteousness. That's your light that's supposed to be shining. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Uh-huh. Go ahead, brother.
For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Now it's, what will profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? We've heard that before. But then the Messiah goes on and says, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What are you going to give in exchange for your soul? Are you going to give up this world and start sowing treasures in heaven? Or are you going to give up the word and start sowing treasures in this world? What are you going to exchange for your soul? Go ahead, brother.
Verse 38.
Yes, sir.
Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words.
Now he's talking about being ashamed of him and his words. Go ahead.
In this adulterous and sinful generation,
uh-huh.
Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
How are you ashamed of Jesus in this sinful and adulterous generation? By not keeping those commandments. Because in the other gospel, he said that when he comes back, he's going to judge every man according to their works. Now he's saying if you're ashamed of him in this adulterous and sinful generation, then also shall the Son of Man be ashamed of you when he comes in his glory of his Father with the holy angels at his return. Let's go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Let's look at an example. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Let's look at an example of dying and dying daily. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. I'm sorry? Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Let's look at Moses. And brother, pick it up in verse 24. 11 and 24. Go ahead.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter when he was old enough, because you could bet your bottom dollar Moses probably honored his supposed mother. She was raising him. You know, Moses, being a righteous man in God's eyes, was probably honoring her. So when he came to be of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Go ahead.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Sisters and brothers, it's a choice. He chose to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Can you imagine being the grandson of Pharaoh in Egypt? All that gold and all that silver and all that money and power. You know Moses was dying daily. This was tormenting him. Not, he wasn't torn between whether to do this or not. It was tormenting him, the position that he was in. He was probably like, why do I even have to do this? I shouldn't even be here. I shouldn't even be in Pharaoh's house. And he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches, the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
And he knew that what he was suffering, this persecution and everything else that he was going through, he knew that it was greater than the riches, than the treasures in Egypt. And he had respect unto the recompense of his reward. In other words, he was looking, he was a stranger and a pilgrim. And he was so journeying through this country looking for his own land, and he understood that. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
He didn't even think twice. He didn't skip the king of Egypt, man. I serve a mighty God. Go ahead, brother.
Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them.
And it just goes on and on and on, the things that Moses did. Yeah, we see how Moses fell short. It got him killed. But we see how righteous this man was, too. Let's go back to Matthew, the 10th chapter. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Because, sisters and brothers, this daily struggle, where you spend most of your time during the day, you spend it with the people that you love. You spend it with your family. You spend it at home with them. Sometimes you can't wait to get home. Sometimes you just look so forward to it. But you know what, sisters and brothers, at home on a daily basis is where you need to be the most on guard. Let's take a look at this. Matthew 10, and brother, let's pick it up at verse 36. 10 and 36, go ahead.
And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Sisters and brothers, when you live with somebody 24/7, it doesn't matter how much you try, you're going to rub each other the wrong way at times.
Amen.
And when you have aught or enmity against someone else, or they have it against you, they are now your enemy. They are now your enemy. Go ahead and continue, brother. Tell us where you're at and continue.
Verse 37.
Yes, sir.
He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Now, yes, we understand that this is talking about with a mother or father or something like that. It's bringing something that's not pleasing in God's sight. And we understand that that's what this love, the mother and father or daughter or whatever, more than God means. We understand that. But it doesn't take away that the foes are in your own house on a daily basis, and that's a struggle that we have to put up with. Go ahead and continue, brother.
verse 38. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy.
And if you don't take up your cross on a daily basis at home and follow after him, you're not worthy of him. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 39.
Yes, sir.
He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
And we've been reading this all over the book. Well, let's go see where the Lord was getting this about the foes being in your own household. Let's go to Micah, the 7th chapter. Micah, the 7th chapter. Because the Lord meant this when he said this. That is almost everything you can find in the new. You'll find it somewhere in the old. There's very few precepts that aren't in folk books. Micah 7. And brother, let's take it up at verse 2. Micah 7 and verse 2. Go ahead.
The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net.
Uh-huh.
That they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desires, so they wrap it up.
Hold on one second here, brother. You know what? I started a little bit sooner than I wanted to. Go to verse 5 and pick it up at 5. Go ahead.
Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom.
Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. This is talking about your wife, your husband. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 6. For the son dishonoreth the father.
Uh-huh.
The daughter riseth up against her mother.
Uh-huh.
The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Yes, sir.
A man's enemies are the men of his own house.
And a man's enemies are the men of his own house. Now, we understand this is talking about false doctrine, but this is also talking about living together with someone 24/7. You got something going on outside the house at school or something. You got a grievous situation coming home, and you come back home, and all of a sudden you're taking it up with your brother and sister, and your anger is getting taken out on your brother or sister. And now that gets so discord, cause contention, and next thing you know, sin is right around the corner. Or a husband and a wife. Husband has a bad day, comes home, wife's having a bad day. Next thing you know, a word here or a word there, and boom, where's the love? Because what is the love? Love covers a multitude of sins. But there's just times when you're living in close quarters 24/7 that you're going to rub each other the wrong way. That's where you really got to be on guard, at home with your family on a daily basis. Now, I'm not trying to paint this picture that every time you're home it's doom and gloom. I'm just trying to paint the picture, sisters and brothers, when you're around someone the most, the chances are you're going to have some differences. And we try to the best of our ability to work out those differences in a godly manner according to the Word of God, the way He tells us to conduct ourselves. But if we're not careful, that's where arguments start. That's where husbands and wives don't talk for a while. That's where brothers and sisters sometimes even go to blows. Hopefully not in a household that is a household of servants of God. But what does it matter if you're going to blows or you're just throwing those nasty insults across the room? It's the same thing. Tell us what verse you're at and continue, brother.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, I will look unto the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Even when we're dealing with people in our own household, we're supposed to be looking to the Lord and waiting for the God of your salvation. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall light up.
Yes.
Be a light unto me.
Yes, yes, sir, yes, sir. Let's go to Galatians, the 5th chapter. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Because when you wait on the Lord and you look unto the Lord, and you're waiting for the God of your salvation, you might fall, but you're going to rise. And when you sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto you. Absolutely. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Let's look at the battle of spirits. Galatians 5. Galatians 5. Because we don't battle flesh and blood. Remember, that battle's between our ears. Galatians 5, and just read a couple verses. Start us in verse 16, brother. 5 and 16.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Because that's just what we read at the beginning in Romans, the 8th chapter. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill that carnal lust, that lust of the flesh. Go ahead, brother.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
And that's it. And Paul's going to talk about this in a minute. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. That battle's between your ears, sisters and brothers. Go ahead, brother.
But if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law.
But if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're not under the law. Because you're keeping the law. You're keeping those works that were laid out at the foundation of the world. Let's go to Romans, the 7th chapter. Romans, the 7th chapter. Let's look at this battle of spirits a little bit deeper. Romans 7. Let's see what Paul had to say about this. So many people twist Paul's writings, and some of it's just like, how can you twist that? I can see some of his writings that you could twist them if you're unlearned in the Scripture, like Peter said. But some of this is just so clear-cut and straightforward. But let's look at these battles that Paul's talking about here, the battle of the spirits. Romans 7, and brother, pick it up in verse 14. 7 and 14, go ahead.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
Uh-huh, talking about this flesh that we walk in. Go ahead, brother.
For that which I do, For that which I do, I allow not.
Because the thoughts that come into his heart, he's trying not to allow them. Go ahead. Little 15.
For what I would do, that do I not.
For what he would, that does he not. Go ahead.
For what I hate, that do I.
For what he hates, that he does. Because what he's battling, that spiritual mind, or the commandments of God that he's filling his heart with, are battling against that wicked and evil heart. And that heart is wicked and evil. I say it all the time. If I yield the mic and just picked anybody and said, just tell us some of that crazy stuff you've been thinking since we gathered last Sunday, that wouldn't take no takers. Ain't nobody going to come out here and say the crazy junk they're thinking, because this heart's wicked and evil continually. And that's why you got to lead and guard it with the Word of God. Tell us where you're at. Continue, brother.
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good.
Because it's the law is what's telling him what's good and what's not. It's giving him something to strive for, a conduct to strive for. Go ahead, brother.
Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
And it is no more us that does it. Especially once you're a servant of God, you've been baptized, you've taken a hold of that covenant, and you're walking your very best of those commandments, you're trying to push this sinful flesh away. But sometimes you just fall short. Sometimes you just fall short. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not.
Uh-huh. He keeps falling short. He's trying. He's trying to endure that particular temptation that he's talking about. And I guarantee you it's not setting up a Christmas tree or throwing eggs out there or going to church on the first day of the week. That's not what Paul's talking about. He's talking about the way he's treating others. He's talking about the love that he's supposed to have in his heart at all times. He might even be talking about when a brother or sister wrongs him and that anger that comes up inside of him. He doesn't want to hear, I'm sorry, or anything like that. He wants to go grab these people and throw them in prison like he used to do. But he's battling those temptations. He's battling that war in his heart. Or in his mind. Go ahead, brother.
For the good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
And we're just loaded with the sisters and brothers, because like the Lord said, our hearts just wicked continually. Go ahead, brother.
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
And it is. Go ahead.
Verse 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
And we all do, sisters and brothers. We delight in the law of God after the inward man. Because those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Not in carnal and in flesh. and in lives. Go ahead, brother.
But I see another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
And this is the battle that he's battling, and it starts at his heart. And he's just, man, look at the emotions that he's going through with this. Verse 24, go ahead, brother.
Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Now, don't take it the wrong way, sisters and brothers, because we don't live by emotions. We can't live by emotions if we're living spiritually. We got to kick them emotions to the side. We got to just hang on every word that the Lord says, every word that proceedeth out of his mouth that he had written in these 66 books. That's a great starting place. Okay? But what he's saying is, he's seeing a law in his members warring against the law of his mind and bringing him into captivity. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He's screaming with emotion. But when he's battling, he's setting those emotions to the side. When he's praying, he's letting those emotions pour out. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind that I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh of the law of sin.
And that's the flesh is that's what we, when we get baptized, we kill that old man, that sinful flesh. We come out of the water knowing that to the best of our ability, regardless of personal consequences, we're going to serve this mighty God. Let's go look at some of these emotions that we go through during battle. Let's go to Psalm, the 55th chapter. Now remember, we don't live according to emotions. But in the heat of battle, these emotions come up. And we got to guard the heart. Let the emotions come out when we're praying and casting our petitions. Sisters and brothers, there's times when I am so grieved that I'm praying, I'm bawling like a baby. It's no shame in crying. In fact, when you're a servant of God, you'll find that when the Lord puts a good cry on you, it's cleansing. Man, I get done with a good bawling like a baby when the Lord puts it on my heart, and I feel renewed and refreshed. Psalm 55, let's see how David, look at these emotions. 55 and verse 1, brother. Psalm 55 and verse 1. Go ahead.
Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication.
Uh-huh.
Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise.
He says, I mourn in my complaint. I make a noise. He probably sobbing. Go ahead, brother.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me. And in wrath, they hate.
And you know what? When you're in the world some days, man, and that world's coming down on you, and you're having what we sometimes call one of those days, well, when the world calls it one of those days, it's one of those days like, oh, man, nothing would go right for me today. Sure glad I'm home, man. I could pop a beer and relax. But when a servant of God has one of those days, he's mourning. He's struggling. He's fighting sin. He knows that his life depends upon this battle. No different
Amen.
Than standing in front of somebody with a sword. Your life depends on this battle. You don't want to fall short. Most importantly, you can't fall short because you know you've been bought with the shed blood of Jesus. You know you've got to endure. You know you've got to resist these temptations and humble yourself before your God. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are falling upon
me. His heart is sore pain within him. Look at these emotions. Go ahead, brother.
Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me.
We've all felt like this in the heat of battle. Let's go back to Romans, the 8th chapter. Let's look at these emotions some more. Let's look how Paul writes these down. Romans 8. And, brother, pick it up at verse 18. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8. And pick it up at verse 18, brother. 8 and 18. Go ahead.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
It sure doesn't feel like that when you're trying to die daily and you got this wickedness is upon you in whatever form or a temptation or whatever. You're trying to endure and this world beating you down and it seems like you got nowhere to go. It sure doesn't seem like this, does it? These sufferings sure seem to be kicking me in the backside compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Lord, please take this from me. I'm not even thinking about the glory of the reward. I'm just trying to get out from under this bondage that's on me in whatever particular situation I'm in that daily struggle. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 19.
Yes, sir.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Uh-huh, and we are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We're waiting to get our change. Go ahead, brother.
For the For the creature was made subject to vanity.
Just talking about man as that creature. Go ahead, brother.
Not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope.
Go ahead.
Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
That's the hope that we live in. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now.
And you know what time and chance happens to everyone? And people out there have bad days when they're in the world, too. Your co-workers, or if you're blessed enough to have your own business, the people that work for you, or just the people that you have to interact with on a daily basis that aren't saints, that are not saints. They're over here and they're subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. But we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together right now. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also.
And not only they, but the saints too. Go ahead, brother.
Which have the first fruits of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our bodies.
That groaning is that daily struggle. Some are worse than others. It comes in seasons according to the Word of God. And if you've walked according to the Word of God long enough, you know it comes in seasons. Go ahead, brother.
You want me to keep going?
Did you read 23?
Yeah.
Here I go. I've got to screw up once in a lesson, at least one time in every lesson. Let's go to Psalm, the 51st chapter. Maybe it's the Lord throwing it on me, just saying, remember, you ain't perfect yet. Psalm, the 51st chapter. Let's go look at David. Let's talk a little bit. We've looked
Amen.
At the emotions during battle. Let's go look at what it comes when you fall short in battle. And you have to come back to God. Because, sisters and brothers, you're going to fall short. You're going to fall short in this battle of times. There's going to be times you're going to just be glorious, man. You're going to come home and the parade's going to be going off and the ticker tapes and everything. And we won the battle. Woo! And there's going to be times you're going to come home with your head between your legs, dragging your tail. Because this world is just... But let's look at David when he's coming back to God. And again, we don't run our life as we're running this race with emotion. We try to keep that emotion separate when we're running this race. But look at the emotion that David's using when he's coming back to God. Psalm 51, and pick it up in verse 10, brother. 51 and 10. Go ahead.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Yes, sir.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Uh-huh.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Yes, sir.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Uh-huh.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
Look at this, man. Sisters and brothers, he's coming back after sinning. This is after he had Uriah the Hittite killed, and he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he realized that he had sinned against God. And he is just laying it all at his feet. He's humbling himself before his God. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir.
O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Uh-huh.
For thou desirest not sacrifice. Else would I give it.
Yes, sir.
Thou delightest not in burnt offering.
So now David understands. He goes, I'm not going to go kill a lamb or anything like that. Of course he had to do what he had to do under the law. But he understands what God is looking for. Go ahead, brother.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh, God, thou wilt not despise.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. What would you have me do, Lord? What would you have me do next? Forgive me, Father. Let's go to Job, the 22nd chapter. Job, the 22nd chapter. Job 22. Job 22. And brother, pick it up at verse 22. 22 and verse 22. Let's see what Job had to say. When you get there, brother, go ahead.
Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart.
There it goes with that heart, everything. Sisters and brothers, I can't stress this enough, that you have to lead and guard your heart in all things, because if you don't, you're going to fall short. You've got to keep your heart filled with the Spirit of God. Go ahead and continue.
Verse 23.
Yes, sir.
If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle.
If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up, because you will put away iniquity far from your tabernacle, far from you. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 24.
Yes, sir.
Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook.
Uh-huh.
Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver.
The Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. This isn't the Lord saying, oh, I'm going to give you all this money. His word, when you take hold of it, that peace that he gives you, that knowledge and understanding, knowing that you're getting the right back to the tree of life, is greater than all riches. And that is the gold and the silver that the Lord is going to definitively give you. Some of us, he might bless us. Some of us, all of a sudden, we might get a bunch of money dropped into our lap, an inheritance or an increase in work or whatever. Some of us, if the Lord knows that we can deal with it, he'll bless us financially. But that's not the sign of a servant of God. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse
26.
For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow.
Yes, sir.
Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way.
Yes, sir. In other words, the Lord is going to bless you in your endeavors, because now you're pleasing in his sight. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 29. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person.
And the Lord shall save the humble person. Go ahead, brother.
He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands.
It is delivered by the pureness of your hands. In other words, it's delivered by your obedience coming back to him. And the Lord says, there is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Let's go to James, the 4th chapter. James, the 4th chapter. James 4. I think maybe James might have been reading a little bit of Job back in the day. James 4, and let's pick it up in verse 4, brother. 4 and 4, go ahead.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?
Friendship with the world, enemy with God. In other words, putting things of the world before God. Because the Lord gives you the work of your hands, and if it's a righteous thing that you can go out and enjoy, and you've made big money, and you can buy a nice thing, or you can take the family out for a nice night, have a couple cocktails and a nice meal or whatever, as long as it's not against God's commandments, the Lord has given you that. But when that becomes more important than the keeping of the commandments of God, now you're an enemy of God because of it. Go ahead, brother.
Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?
That's why we got to guard that heart and lead it. Go ahead, brother.
But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Yes, sir.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, the temptation, and he will flee from you. Go ahead.
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
And when you get close to God, he's going to get close to you. Go ahead.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Be afflicted and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness.
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Sisters and brothers, that's talking about us as saints. When we slip and fall, we're sinners, and we need to purify our hearts so we're not double-minded. We got to get that carnal world out of our hearts. We got to get that carnal walk, that lust of the flesh, out of our hearts. We got to kill that old man and fill it with the Spirit of God. And just like Paul says, he dies daily. It's a daily struggle. Some days are better than others. There's some days that nothing will move you. There's other days that the little simplest things can bring out immense wrath or anger just out of nowhere. Got to guard them hearts. Got to lead that heart. Got to kick them emotions to the side. That old man's got to die. And sometimes it's daily. In fact, most days it's daily. Go ahead and continue, brother. Verse 10.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Yes, sir. Let's go look at the Lord holding us up. Let's go to Psalm, the 94th chapter. Psalm 94. Psalm 94, and brother, let's pick this up at verse 16. 94 and 16, go ahead.
94 and 16.
Yes, sir.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
Uh-huh.
Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence.
Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 18. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up.
And when I almost slipped, the Lord's mercy held me up. Go ahead.
In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delight my soul.
In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. The Spirit of God in the heart. The Spirit of God in your heart, and the Lord will lift you up and hold you up. But you know you're going to fall short. Proverbs, the 24th chapter, tells us we're going to fall short. Go to Proverbs 24 real quick. We're going to read two verses. Proverbs 24, I started to skip it, but you know what? I'm going to finish this with a couple verses we got left. Proverbs 24, pick it up at verse 15, brother. 24 and 15, go ahead.
Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place.
That's a warning to the wicked. You don't mess with the righteous. Go ahead, brother.
For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief.
For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. You're going to fall short sometimes on this daily struggle. Not all day long. There's going to be things that you're going to be able to endure during the day, but there's going to be times you're going to fall short. You're going to be a little snippy. You're going to be a little beside yourself. Maybe you don't feel real good, and something just rubs you the wrong way. And all of a sudden, instead of having the Lord in your heart, the only thing that you can do is open your mouth. Things like that are going to happen, sisters and brothers. Let's go to Psalm 143. Back to Psalm, this time 143. Let's look at King David's prayer. This time, when he's in battle. Psalm 143. We're going to read this whole Psalm. Pick it up in verse 1, brother. Go ahead.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Uh-huh.
Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead.
So now, right now, David's in the middle of this battle. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 4. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate.
Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me right now is desolate. Notice, he's not speaking with emotion right now. He's in the middle of this battle. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy work. I muse on the work of thy hand.
He's taking on that whole armor of God. He says he remembers the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of your hands, Lord. Go ahead.
Verse 6. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty lamb.
He's stretching forth his hands unto the Lord. In other words, he's praying. He's taking on that whole armor. His soul is thirsting after the Lord as a thirsty lamb. He's hungering for God and his righteousness. Go ahead.
Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit falleth.
And he knows he's falling short in this battle. Go ahead.
Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit.
He's screaming to the Lord for help, but look, there's no emotion in this here. He's in the middle of battle. He's fighting. He's got that war going on. Go ahead, brother.
Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee.
And he's in the book daily, or he's in prayer at least daily. He's probably in the book daily, because the king, one of his duties was to take the book of the law and write himself a copy. And he's praying and meditating daily. I'll bet you he's in that book daily. He's over here trying to fill himself with the Spirit of God. Go ahead, brother. Verse 9.
Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me.
Uh-huh.
Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of up.
He's taking hold of that whole armor of God, and he's telling the Lord, teach me. I'm in your book daily. I'm over here. I'm praying and meditating on your word. Your spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. Go ahead.
Quicken me, O Lord.
Make me alive, Lord. Go ahead.
For thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble.
Uh-huh.
And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant.
For I am thy servant. He's in the middle of the battle, and he's telling the Lord, I'm here, Lord. I'm doing everything I got to do. I'm taking on your armor, Lord. Put your hands about me. Strengthen me. Help me to stand in the gap. Let's go to Philippians, the 4th chapter, and we've got one more place after this. Philippians 4. It all starts right here, sisters and brothers. Philippians 4, and pick it up at verse 4, brother. 4:4. Go ahead.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, he says, rejoice. We should always be rejoicing in the Lord, even when we're going through these trials and tribulations. And I know it's hard to do that. But take the apostles, the disciples, as an example. They were preaching the word of God. We're told not to, kept doing it, got the tar beat out of them, got thrown in prison, and are praising God for the opportunity to be persecuted for his word. And we should be rejoicing before him daily. And none of us that I know of, there might be a few out there have resisted unto blood yet. I've come close a couple times. I've come where they were going to take us out in an alley and all this stuff. But the Lord always made a way for peace to prevail. Go ahead, tell us where you're at. Continue, brother.
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again he says rejoice. And then let your moderation be known unto all men. Why you conduct yourself the way you do. Go ahead.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known.
Don't be careful for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be known unto God. Because you're humbling yourself. You're casting yourself at his feet. Go ahead, brother.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's what it's about, filling your heart, guarding your heart, filling it with that spirit. Go ahead, brother.
Finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Think on these things. Because you're filling your heart, your mind, with God's word. You're guarding your heart. You're filling it, and you're guarding it. So you're leading it by filling it, and then you're going to guard it to make sure that spirit stays in your heart. In other words, everything you say and do should be done with the thought of this is pleasing to my God. And we know we're going to fall short. But when you're trying to walk that perfect walk, you're doing this to the best of your ability all day long, and you're dying daily for him. You run into a situation, well, you want to open your mouth, and you go, wait a second, man, if I come off like that, that might be a stumbling block. Wait a minute, man, if I come off like that, that might sow discord. Wait a second, man, if I bring that on the table, am I tail bearing? So now you're guarding your heart. and you're being pleasing in his mind. And that old man is dying daily, sometimes 1,000 times a day. Go ahead, brother.
And if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Of course, Paul's saying all them commandments, statutes, judgments, and laws that I taught you, you need to go ahead and you need to receive those in your heart. You need to stay with those. You need to keep doing those things, and then the God of peace shall be with you. Last place, let's see how we never will fall. And this is a tall order. Never fall, brother? That's right. 2 Peter, the first chapter, and we'll end it here. 2 Peter 1, and this is how to never fall. 2 Peter 1, pick it up in verse 3, brother. Go ahead.
Blessed be the God.
2 Peter 1 and verse 3. That's okay. You get a chance to make a mistake. I always do. Why shouldn't you follow suit? 2 Peter 1 and 3. Take us home, brother.
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days.
2 Peter 1 and verse 3. That's your two mistakes. You made more than me today. Ha ha. Come on, brother, pick it up. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. 2 Peter 1 and 3, go ahead.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness,
uh-huh,
through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue,
go ahead,
whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Go ahead.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
So we've escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. Go ahead, brother.
And besides this, giving all diligence.
And beside this, giving all diligence, go ahead.
Add to your faith virtue.
Uh-huh.
And to virtue knowledge.
Add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. I'm going to challenge you with this, sisters and brothers. I started to bring these definitions. Take this when you're done and go look them up so you know what it is you need to be doing. Go ahead, brother.
And to knowledge, temperance.
Uh-huh.
And to temperance, patience.
Uh-huh.
And to patience, godliness.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity.
Because that charity, that love, you've got to have that in all your affairs. Go ahead, brother.
For if these things be in you.
If these things be in you, what things? Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity or love, if these things be in you, go ahead.
And abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
If these things be in you and abound, that's that light, that bright beacon that's shining, that's your righteousness shining in the sight of the other nations. Go ahead, brother.
But he that lacketh these things is blind.
But if you lack these things, you're blind. Go ahead, brother.
And cannot see afar off,
uh-huh,
and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Too many sisters and brothers out there right now, sisters and brother, that are just, man, they don't have an ounce of love in their heart, and they got mad knowledge. Hopefully, those of us that are in the Word that recognize how dire it is to have that brotherly kindness and charity, hopefully our light can rub off on some of these other sisters and brothers as they run this race. Because make no mistake about it, without that brotherly kindness and that love, you don't have a shot at the kingdom of God. Not on the right side of the fire anyway. Tell us where you're at. Continue, brother.
Verse 10.
Yes, sir.
Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
So we have to be diligent to make sure these things abound in us. Go ahead.
For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.
Because if you do these things, you shall never fall. So it is possible to take hold of these things and never fall anymore. I haven't found the way to do that yet. I always seem to slip and fall in one area or another. Some days are better than others, but some days, man, it's a struggle within. One more verse, brother.
Verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Even when you do fall, sisters and brothers, do like I do. Get back up. Dust yourself off. Take the beating. Let the Lord strengthen you and continue moving. But make no mistake about it, sisters and brothers. This is a daily struggle within, and we must die daily. as servants of the Most High God. So I thank you for the opportunity to rightly divide God's word, and I really hope somebody got something from these scriptures.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm unmuting all the lines. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. Sisters and brothers, praise be to God.
Amen. Does anyone want to give a testimony or they're about to listen? Amen.
Oh, yes. This is a grace and peace, Brother Paul. This is Brother Isaiah. Hey, bro, that's
hey, Brother Isaiah, peace.
Hey, peace, bro, man. Hey, that was, hey, I caught it, man. I got the message. And, you know, that's good for me, too, with the precept of the Father allow you bring tonight. You know, definitely just knowing that, you know, we all flesh, we all fall short. We need to understand that. You know, and like I like how you brought in the book of Romans chapter 7 to let you know that Paul, even he was a servant of God. And like I said, a couple of precepts that I've done that, you know, Paul was so cold with the scriptures, and the Lord with him so hard, man, he was sending people handkerchiefs, you know. But then he also let us know that even though that he is a servant of God, he also had trials and tribulations that he had to overcome himself. You know, so
yep.
before Paul said there is a crown waiting for me, he took stripes, I mean, he took whips, he got beaten, he got thrown in prison. You know what I'm saying? He got stoned a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? So it's so many things. But the whole thing is that it's that flesh. You know, everybody got that flesh. And, you know, we got to die daily. You know, and it's, you know, and I'm telling you right now, you know, this precept showed me a lot of myself, you know, and this precept actually gave me strength because I'm one type of people that like to, I beat myself to death. Like, man, you just did this, you just did that, you just did this, you just did that. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is that are you willing to give it another try? Or are you going to let this flesh overcome you and then just be like the rest of this world? You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is to, you know, fight this flesh. You know what I'm saying? This old man, this man got to die daily. And even when he at his weakest peak, oh, yeah, another thing you said that was right after money is like the seasons. You know, you got a season of peace and you got a season of trials and tribulations. I'll be damned. Ain't that the truth?
You know, absolutely.
Some moments you up and you uppity, you know, I'm talking about just walking is like rah, perfect lifestyle walking for the Most High. Mm-hmm. And man, sometimes I can't look at myself in the mirror. You know, and I know that we all go through something like that. We all got those trials and tribulations. You know, but like the book said, a just man falls seven times to get back up. Are we willing to fall and get back up because a just man do it? You know, so and oh man, I could talk on and on about this lesson, but I just want to let you know, man, it was big ups, and the lesson helped me out, and I get a mic.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Anyone else before I say anything? Oh, okay. Well, I want to say real quick, beautiful lesson, great lesson. Great reading, Brother Jeremy. You're getting better and better. And I make mistakes.
Amen,
too.
Amen, amen. On that beat.
Thank you. Praise God.
That's all right. That's one point. Great lesson. And what I got from it is actually because I've been through some stuff. We've been through some things this past couple of months. And you just told me through your scriptures that there is actually beauty in the midst of our time. There's beauty in the struggle, amen. And you said, how can there be beauty in the struggle? And it gives me, let me see, Isaiah 43:2. And Isaiah 43:2 reads, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Amen. So no matter what happens in our lives, our daily struggles, no matter what happens, we can know and be confident that the Lord is there. And he's saying that this past Even the past couple of days, the Lord has shown me that. No matter what's going on, He's there. He sees. He knows. Through our roughest times, He is our peace and our comfort. I know He's been there for me. And I think that's what He wants us to remind us of tonight through your lesson. This world is full of hardships. But we know that no matter what, that He's there and He hears our cries and He wants us to run to Him. Amen? So I'm going to open up my husband's line. I think he's Bay, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I think so. Shalom, Israelites. Hey. Yeah. Great, great, great precept. Great precept. Great reading, Jeremiah. Jeremy. Excellent, excellent lesson, bro. You know, every now and again, you know, it's like, you know, like me and Ray, we be kicking a book around. And she brought something to my attention that was really interesting, and I took heart to it because she was right. You know, some days, you know, you be like, I'm saved, sanctified, I'm sanctified by the Lord, and then the next day, you know, man, it's just like filthy rags, you know, like we be up and down in the spirit, man. And I guess it's the flesh, you know. And that will make us flesh, man. We kind of like, with, you know, you got some of us that's super bipolar, and then some of us is just, you know, just because of the flesh, you are bipolar. You know, because of sin, you up and down. One day, like Isaiah said, you feel like you can walk on water. And the next day, it's like, wow, what happened? Yeah, I just want to
tell me about it.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, when you think about it, man, but it's the flesh. You know, that's what Paul said, deliver me from this flesh, man. You know, because it's doing these things to us, and let me read this. You know, the one thing that we all got to remember, like Paul said, "Oh wretched man that I am, here go another prophet." And if you listen to these brothers and then you read their stories, you listen to their stories, you listen from Genesis to Moses, all of them say this in a different way. Let's just read it. Just when you read the prophets and you read Nehemiah, he was saying it from go. Lord, have mercy on me and remember me for doing this. You know, have mercy on my sins and remember me for doing this. You know, he was doing good, but he said, Lord, have mercy on me and remember me for doing this, because he knows what he is. It says, this is Psalm 51. It says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitudes of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is ever before me. Let me keep reading. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me know wisdom. So the prophet is showing us this, that, you know, that we all have this sin. Not all of us have it. Not all of us have the same sin. We all have sin. We all have an evil that's in our heart. We all just don't have the same evil. So then we go around judging each other because of the evil that we do have, that we don't have, and that we see and that we don't see. Oh, your sin ain't mine, so I'm going to judge you for your sin. But your sin is, you know, probably make me and my sin throw up. It says, I'm going to read this in Ecclesiastes. And I think a lot of times when we go into Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we're so quick to try to point out what happened with the dead that we miss this one big point that Solomon let us know. And in this in Ecclesiastes 9 and 3, this is an evil among all things. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. Look at that bipolar. So all men is full of evil. I just, your sin may not be mine. I may not be a thief, but you may be one. I may be a manslayer, but you may not be one. You may be a thief, and you wouldn't kill a fly. Probably kill everybody in your house and would never tell a lie. Yeah, I did it. I would not pick up a dime from you. You see, we all got different sins. So this is why the Lord tells us to examine ourselves and not to judge one another, because we can't see each other's sin. We and the body are supposed to strengthen each other and our weaknesses because of our strength. You know, my strength is supposed to be your strength because that's your weakness. Your strength is supposed to be my strength because that's my weakness. You're not supposed to be my judge. I'm not supposed to be your judge. You're supposed to be my healing, and I'm supposed to be your healing. Then we are truly trees of life. Great lesson, man. I love this. I really do. We really need to look at ourselves and you know, try to be, you know, just realize that, man, you ain't perfect. You may know things, and God may have showed you a lot, but you ain't perfect. The only difference between, and I say, and I'm going to yield the mic after, the only difference between Paul, Jeremy, Rhea, Isaiah, myself, and Beyonce and Jay-Z and all of them and the world and so forth, the only difference between us and them is that the Lord taught us how to approach him. That's it. And gave us the strength to walk right. So I yield the mic, man. Beautiful lesson, bro.
Anybody else? What, no Doris tonight?
No Doris tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm so used to, she hasn't been on since I think Wednesday.
Oh, well, hopefully she'll be back. Anyway, okay.
Okay, brother, we will have to give the mic over to you, brother, for the job.
Hey, man, you have any closing comments?
Grace and peace in Jesus' holy name. Hope to be here next Sunday. Same bad time, same bad station.
In Jesus' name, I hear you. Well, everybody, I'm going to say once again, thank you for listening to the Sounds of Living Waters radio show. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel and Rest. Ariel Serene Israel handling them boys. Good job. You just got through listening to the Fellowship of the Spirit with Paul Mazaluski and his little bruh, number one, Jeremy. Well, you want to be back here next Sunday again for more Fellowship of the Spirit with our brother Paul. You want to be here Tuesday night for the Philadelphia Seminary with Bob Farr. That's also at 7 o'clock p.m. You want to be there for that. So, everyone, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read the book.
Read the Bible.
Amen.
Read the Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from the Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.